16th Perek Yevamish Mishnah Dalid Nafal Amayim. This person fell into a body of water. Ben Sheyesh Lem Soif, Ben Sheyem Lem Soif, Ishto Asura. The Tanakam, which happens to be Rav Meir, holds that whether he fell in a body of water, which you could see the boundaries of this body of water, or whether he fell into an ocean, you cannot rely just on the fact that he fell into the water, that he died. Maybe some type of strange thing happened that he survived even being underneath the water. Now this is Rabbi Meir's opinion that's concerned even for a miut, very small miut. The Maase Chachamim disagree with this, and they say that if he fell in a body of water, that you see the boundaries, and he stayed in there an amount of time, the person definitely would drown, then you can't testify. But if he fell into an ocean, then you can't rely on your testimony, because maybe the waves blew, dragged him very far away, and then he came up afterwards. Amar Rav Meir, Ma'isa bi'echod, Shenofel Bor HaGadol, somebody fell into this deep well, V'ol Lachas Shloisha Yomim, and after 3 days he came up. So, based on this, he said that he cannot testify on the fact that he fell in a closed body of water. Like we said, the Chacham said, this is Ma'isa Nisim, that's an impossible thing, and if it happened, it happened, but we don't have to be choshish for it. Amar Rav Yosef, Ma'isa B'suma Sheyard Litpol B'Ma'ara, there's a blind person that went into this cave, V'yard Moshe Achav, and he had some chain around him, and the chain went down into this well with him. In other words, it was clear that he's under the water. Shogadei Shetetzin Nafshim, they waited an amount of time that he would die in the water. V'siyan Shosein. So basically, Rabbi Yosi is the opinion that disagrees with Rav Meir, and he says that he was in a specific closed body of water, and he was under the water enough of time that a person would die. We assume he's dead. Shuv Ma'is be Asia. There's a Ma'is in a place called Asia. Bechachil Shulu El Yam. They also had a chain around him, a rope around him, and he went into the ocean. Lo Elu Biyod El Raglo. Came along a shark. Start up with him, and then they pull back the rope, and all that's left is a leg. So the question is here, are we concerned that the rest of him is alive somewhere else? So we say he's dead. That if it's above this akuva, the knee joint, then she could get remarried, because if that happens, he's a treifa, and he won't survive more than 12 months. So you have to wait 12 months and then she get remarried. But if it was lower down, then maybe he lost the bottom of his leg, but he's not a treif, he can survive. So we have to concern that he survived.